That is so irresponsible.
Yo, it's your boy Square Biz, and you listen to the Irresponsible Mentors. As always, you can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Podomatic, and find us on Twitter at IMS Podcast. Hey, I know you see that new cover art. Yes, that is us, the last two standing. Your boy Square Biz.
Yo, what's good, good people, man? It's your boy Chip T, man. I'm glad to be back in the building. Hey, man, the new cover art, man. I want to give a big shout out to Katie. I want to thank you for one being punctual and one being professional and getting it out to us. I love it, man. It's dope. That's a subliminal message to a bunch of people that used to be on the show, no longer with us. When we put it on the shirt, man, I hope you buy one.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. No hard feelings, and also, you're still an honorary member. So.
You might have you as a guest one day.
This is not a hobby.
And speaking of feeding families, y'all gonna get tight about this, but look at the name of the podcast. It's called Irresponsible Mentors. If you don't like it, turn it the fuck off. Blah segment. Blah, blah. I hit up Square Biz today. I listened to when they had TK Kirkland on that.
Oh, yeah, that boy TK Kirkland, a fool. So what was he talking about?
We pay car insurance. You pay for that shit. And if nothing happens, what do they do with your money, Square Biz? How many accidents you been in your life?
Three or four.
When you're not in a car accident, you just paying for some shit that might happen.
Absolutely. They win it right now.
Yeah, they win it. So I think insurance companies are legal scammers.
I mean, it's a lot of legal scamming out here. Hey, let's talk about these streetlights out here, and they got these cameras on it. And they talking about, hey, you ran a red light. Granted, it was yellow. However, due to the camera and what it states, oh, you ran a red light and paid this $100 fee. It's a lot of scammers out here, and it's mostly coming from the government.
Blah segment. Blah, 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 blah.
George Zimmerman auctioned off the weapon that he killed Trayvon Martin with.
Oh, my God. I told you, man. I seen that shit, man. I said, what did I say? It's pure fuckery, man.
I don't know, man. The world we live in, man, that's what this world is all about, man. They about the fuckery. I mean, hell, look at Trump.
Man, that's some fuckery that went too far.
Yeah, I mean, but same with Zimmerman, though, man. Somebody thought he'd be murked by now, but, I mean, he's still walking the streets.
Yo,
so.
But yeah. For all you cats that said we all see him, It baffles my mind that he's still walking the street right now.
But you know, that's the thing though, man. You gotta think about where it came from too. If they was on Twitter, they was on Instagram, I don't know, they was on Facebook.
Oh, social media thugs.
Right, you know how it is, yeah. Man. What they call what Drake call them, Twitter fingers? It's like, come on, man. Just sounds good.
It does.
Yeah, yeah, man. The same cats on the keyboard or on their iPhones, and then when you at a freaking autographing session at a local music store, or you know, backstage, they the main one. Hey, thank you for your autographs. That's what I'm saying, man. Yeah.
And then like I told Square Biz, we trying to be the first podcast sponsored by Nike. I'm trying to get I'm trying to get a lifetime deal, Nike.
That would be super dope. I don't need no $300 million. No. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're 50-50 now.
Right? Matter of fact, I mean, honestly, give us 20,000. Shit, fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
200,000 every 4 years. We'd be all
that's,
right with it.
That's what I'm saying. That could be a startup. I mean, a startup, man. We just flip that shit.
Yeah, man. Good brothers out there with the liquor. You can sponsor. Oh. But you know what, man? We done talked about, you know, some shit that was dear to our heart. One, getting insurance. You're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to spend some money. This was the Blah segment, man. Hey, it's your boy, Chip T.
Square Biz.
That is so irresponsible. That is so irresponsible.
Yo, this your boy Square Biz.
It's your boy Chip T.
Yo, we back. We finna jump into the next topic. OKC and San Antonio Spurs, man. You see that game?
I don't think that was a game, brother. I was sad.
Yeah, it was sad, man. And also, I'm gonna tell you what made it even worse, man. OKC was whooping the brakes off of their ass, right?
Yeah.
But It just was sad to see Tim Duncan, right?
Timmy D?
Guy,
oh, my God.
Tim Duncan looked really old.
Yeah, I mean,
out there on that court.
His gray started showing more. He looked like he looked like Obama. Now, present to when he first came in.
Are you a fool? Yeah. But he did have some moments of greatness where we seen like, okay, that Tim Duncan, he doing his thing. But, I mean, overall, man, San Antonio just didn't have it. They tried to have a little push at the end where they came with, I think, within 13. But, I mean, OKC.
But they were down by, like, what, 31?
Oh, yeah.
The West is so difficult because everybody wanted to write off OKC after the first game. It looked crazy. The first game, they got punished. You don't think so?
I honestly remember my prediction in the last show was San Antonio was going to take it. And they was going to go against Golden State, and Golden State was going to be the victor of those two. But now OKC surprised me. I really ain't been paying attention to this whole series. It was news to me to hear that they came back three games, won all three games straight. Now four games now.
Four games straight. So they haven't lost. It was a what? No, I thought, was it a six-game series or five?
No, it's seven-game series.
It's seven-game series, but they won in five, 4-1.
They won in six.
So they won 4-2. Okay, yeah, so.
They won that last one in San Antonio. That's what put them over the hump, man.
Yeah, cause San Antonio was unbeatable at home.
And I think they won a couple in San Antonio. That's what make it even worse. Yeah. When they can beat you twice in your own home, oh, yeah, you in trouble.
So you think Timmy D need to go out to pasture or what?
Well, after that too, but I mean, with Tony Parker being injured, that was a major piece they was missing. So, I mean, granted, yeah, do I think it would have made a difference? No, because they were still able to beat them at home with Tony Parker on the court. And even Tony Parker wasn't very effective on the court as well. So,
I would give it one more year.
Tim Duncan's run, I think his is over.
Because they already monitor his minutes.
It's time, man. And I think Father Time has shown it. And I think he should just give it up, man.
I would give it one more year.
Okay, so in dog years, man, he should be retired. Because all he's going to do is further embarrass himself.
That is so irresponsible.
Tim Duncan's a big man. He's 7-footer. 5 championships, multiple MVPs, multiple all-star appearances. He had a great career.
Yeah, man, salute to you, Timmy D.
Yo, we about to go on a quick break. Hey, do what y'all do. We'll be right back.
It's your boy, Chip T.
Square Biz.
That is so irresponsible.
Yo, it's your boy Square Biz, and we back. Hey, yo, Chip T, what you got for us?
There's been a lot of flack in the news. 16 to 17 females that graduated from West Point, and they have what they call, it's something like a retro picture. You know, when you do like 80s, 90s. So they dressed up like Civil War era. 12 to 13 of them held up fists. You know, the same one that you see on emojis and stuff. And then a lot of people were pissed off about it.
Retired Brigadier General Donald Smith supports the West Point investigation.
I thought it was a strange picture, just the fact that, you know, that people are making a fist. What were they trying to connote with, by that?
So how do you feel about seeing something like that?
Honestly, I could care less. I mean, if anything, it's just a sign. I mean, honestly, man, all races do it. I don't know if they're trying to mimic other folks, but, I mean, all races have done it. I mean, hell, I see white people do it all the time, so I don't get why. Just because it just happened to be, they black, I'm assuming, right?
All of them are black.
Right. So since they black, I had to be looking at a negative light. I mean, when white folks do it, I mean, I don't look at it in a negative light. I just look at somebody like, yo, what's good, you know, or yo, what up, you know, or yo, I'm for the cause, whatever that cause is. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I don't take offense to it, but you know how it is, man. You know how this world is. It's so politically correct. Everything that you do can be scrutinized, and you know everybody has an opinion on, you know, what you're doing. So I mean, me personally, man, it really don't bother me. But it don't matter what you do, man. Somebody gonna have their opinion or have something to say, regardless if it affects them or not. So.
2003 West Point graduate Mary Tobin mentors 4 of the women in the photograph. She says the cadets were merely showing pride at their accomplishments.
They had no idea that the photograph would be viewed through any negative lens.
Tobin also says there is a tradition at the military academy of posing in old Corps photos, a way for current cadets to pay homage to earlier generations.
Some of us need to check our biases at the door and ask ourselves, why did we find something negative in that picture instead of finding something positive?
In sports, the raised fist has been a symbol of success.
I mean, hey, with that being said, hey, man, leave them girls alone. Hey, they just graduated. They was having a joyous time. They was trying to do something different and show a little bit of pride. Hey, much respect. God bless. Hey, man, what you got next for us, man?
I was looking at a clip from Twitter. I started watching it. I turned it off. But my significant other started a car up, and it connected to my Bluetooth. You dig?
Oh, wow. That was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing moment.
Embarrassing.
You trying to turn your shit off. Like, what the fuck is that? Oh, that's your phone. What the fuck are you watching?
No, I was upstairs. I was on the second floor.
Oh, wow. So you upstairs and you wonder why the fucking sound went off in your fucking phone.
Yeah.
Why you can't hear the fucking video. Yeah. What?
No, because when you turn the car on, whatever the last thing you looked at prompts it in the Bluetooth. And the Bluetooth automatic. Like, so if you listen to a song, you turn on the car.
Oh, no, I get it. I'm tracking.
Yeah.
Your phone look different, though. Mine's always have podcasts on.
I should have been listening to a podcast.
Yeah, right. So you was watching porn and shit. Okay, go ahead, finish.
I was not watching porn. I was looking on that Twitter page and looking at a video, and it was beautiful. Okay. It's always beautiful. And then I paused it. It was probably like 8-10 seconds in. I said, "Oh, that's nice." Turned my phone off. Went to bed. Got up. Got my son. About to feed him a bottle. She in the car. They get in. They about to go to daycare. It picked up my phone, and all you heard was...
Like, what the fuck is this? What the fuck is going on, y'all?
Yeah, with that
this
pop.
Shit is getting weird. You know what, man? You got to be more careful, man.
So that's my fault.
True. It's not, man, because the same exact same thing happened to me before, but I was actually watching porn in the car while I was driving. So, I mean, that's neither here nor there, man. And then the wife was having to pick up the phone, and then it was fucking porn on it. But, I mean, shit happens.
True.
I dib and dab, man, in porn. X videos, man. I highly recommend it. X videos and hood amateurs. I don't need no sponsors for that, man. It's free, guys. Yeah. Hey, I'm gonna give y'all some free shit every once in a while. Hey, go check it out.
You love your hood amateurs. I mean, you done plugged it about. This is your third show plugging it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm gonna put it in the description this time.
Oh, you gonna put the link in there?
Yeah, nah, not the link, man. I'm just gonna put the website so everybody know the proper spelling as well.
Yo,
there's two
man.
Different ones out there.
True.
Yeah, some respect.
Man, never trust anyone who say they going on a hiatus, man.
It's not a fucking hobby.
True.
Hey, man, this shit has been great, man. This shit is lovely to be able to do a show, man.
True.
Ladies. Hey, if your man fuck up, I'm not, and this not has nothing to do with me. Listen up. If your man fuck up, man, hey, give him a second chance. Give him a third chance. Give him a fourth chance. Give him a fifth chance. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, whatever. You dig? What? You know, because at the end of the day, man, if you're looking for somebody that's going to just do you right, providing for you, be appreciative. Everybody ain't got that.
You got to be appreciative. Sometimes you got to suck your man dick, man.
You dig? I mean, your man, he doing all these things for you, making sure the light's on, making sure you got clothes on your back, making sure he can take you out, you know what I mean? Got something to drive in, yet you don't want to swallow his kids. You know what I mean? You had the kids, why you can't swallow? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They're going to go in the same place, your stomach. I don't understand what's the problem.
True.
You dig? Yeah, like, come on.
Do that, you know, man.
It shouldn't be a debate. It shouldn't be a back and forth thing. It should be automatic.
Has this ever happened to you? Does her teeth get in the way while she's sucking your dick? Does she know how to suck a dick? Well, I had that same problem until my bitch went out and bought NWA's new book entitled The Art of Sucking Dick.
Lesson 1. First, you grab the dick. Next, you gently lick it up and down. Then insert it into the mouth. Take it slow. Don't rush it. And before you know it, splash.
But sometimes, one, yo, the brothers out there, man, start eating fruit and stuff, man. Stop eating fried chicken, man. Don't make it bitter for them. Yo, y'all stop tripping, man, because, yo, y'all have to bless us.
God damn. I like my little house, all right.
You like that?
Put the muffin.
Is it good?
God damn. Oh, shit. God damn. But you bit my... Damn. Shit, I said suck the motherfucker. You biting it. Shit.
Yeah, man, do what you need to do for your man. Good sisters out there, man. Shout out to the Asian girls. We did this show impromptu. The dude is a master, man. Hey, for all you cats that need your podcast edited, make sure you hit up Scrubhead.
Cheer.
Oh, you can hit him up on irresponsiblementors@gmail.com. Always follow us on Twitter, IMS Podcast, Facebook. We're going to get that popping. I know a lot of people like, yo, y'all Facebook ain't really popping, but you know what I mean? Hey, it takes time to build. Rome was built in one day.
Hey, remember this, y'all. I'm sure y'all have heard us say it plenty of times, but this podcasting stuff is not a hobby. It is not a hobby.
It's not a fucking hobby. Hey. We the last two standing.
Facts.
Your boy Chip T.
It's your boy Square Biz. We out.
That is so irresponsible. Mentors, irresponsible. That is so irresponsible.